Tomorrow, the man who shot and seriously wounded Pope John Paul II is scheduled to be released from a prison in Turkey. The release of Mehmet Ali Agca is likely to renew interest in the 1981 shooting in St. Peter's Square. As NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports, there are still a number of unanswered questions about the assassination attempt.
The announcement came out of the blue. A Turkish news agency reported Sunday that 48-year-old Mehmet Ali Agca would be released on parole. Agca served 19 years of his life sentence for the papal shooting in an Italian prison. In the year 2000, he was pardoned by the Italian state and extradited to Turkey to serve a 10-year sentence for the murder of a Turkish journalist and two robberies. Thanks to new Turkish laws, the papal gunman will now be released after only 5 years for good behavior. Vatican officials could barely hide their irritation. Secretary of State Cardinal Angelo Soldano said, "Nobody told us anything." And spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls voiced puzzlement.
The problem is that we do not have information on which crime he is considered to have expiated. Was it a crime he committed in Turkey or for something before? In any case, the Vatican submits to the decision of the courts involved in this matter.
In 1981, Agca was only 23 years old, but already had a reputation as a professional killer. He was a member of the extreme right-wing and ultra-nationalist Turkish group known as the Grey Wolves and had mysteriously escaped from a maximum security prison in Turkey. On May 13th, Agca was grabbed by members of the crowd and arrested in St. Peter's Square minutes after the shooting. He declined to appeal the life sentence, but then started offering the first of what became a series of sensational versions of what had happened. He claimed that Bulgarian Secret Service agents hired him on behalf of the Soviet KGB to kill the Pope. At the time of the shooting, events in John Paul's homeland, Poland, started a process that ultimately led to the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. But at the trial, Agca undermined his claim by making outrageous declarations. He said, "In the name of omnipotent God, I announce the end of the world. I am Jesus Christ reincarnated." After months in court, Italian prosecutors failed to prove the so-called Bulgarian connection. But the trial raised even more questions than it was able to answer. Was Agca acting alone? Who financed his long trip through Europe in the months before the shooting? Were the Turkish Grey Wolves part of a plan to shoot the Pope? From his prison cell, Agca later claimed that as part of an effort to discredit the Soviets, Italian intelligence officials had fabricated the Bulgarian connection, promising Agca early release if he went along with this version. More recently, Agca said he had acted on his own. Another mystery linked to Agca is the disappearance a quarter of a century ago of the teenage daughter of a Vatican employee, Emanuela Orlandi, who was abducted by kidnappers claiming they were seeking to win Agca's freedom. Ferdinando Imposimato, the retired judge who led the initial investigation into the papal shooting, is still convinced that the assassination attempt was part of a wide conspiracy. And pointing to four friends of the gunman who died in mysterious circumstances, Imposimato says that once he's released, Agca will be much less safe than he was in prison.
I think that Agca must be very careful, because many of his friends died a violent death during the last few years. Clearly, those who participated with him in the plot against the Pope do not want him to reveal the truth.
Pope John Paul II forgave Agca and even met with his would-be assassin in his Rome jail cell. No details were revealed of their encounter. But in his memoirs, published shortly before his death last year, the Pope expressed his belief that Agca was a professional assassin, that the assassination attempt was not at his initiative, and that someone else had commissioned it. And the Pope described the shooting as an episode in the last convulsions of 20th century ideologies of force. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.